On our last episode about who am I, we heard that who we are expands. This expansion comes as we experience this life in this body. We are here to be ourselves. Being oneself requires one's presence. Being present recognizes the importance of now is all there is. Being present stimulates aliveness within oneself. Being present, you're focused on what you're doing and life is more real. Being present, one is able to experience life fully and enjoy the moment that they are in. Being present ensures calmness, and one is alert to know exactly what one wants. Being present means you are right here and now. Being present means you are aligned with who you are, thus alive. Being present takes practice. With practice comes mastery. Being present is not you showing up for an event with your body, but your mind is somewhere else or lost in your thoughts. This current pandemic has been an opportunity for most people to be present with themselves and be able to face their fears and break free from those habits that held them back. You and I would agree that it can be hard to be present when faced with a challenge because your thoughts can be or are all over. I realize to be fully alive, one has to be present. What I found has helped me stay present and directly experience the moment that I am in is to first accept, acknowledge, and appreciate the experience being faced with. Every experience has a message or a lesson to gain and expand from. Second, breathe. Being present starts with the breath. This has a realization effect on your mind. The mind becomes an observer during that process. Third, gratitude, which is not living in comparison with another or other people, but rather is living in appreciation of abundance of life around us. It is the map to the future and not the past. It's a virtue with zero attachment. Fourth, be a witness. Being aware of what I'm doing at every given moment and practice to let go and not get stuck in it as that moment passes. Let go whatever is not happening in that moment, like past resentment, anger, fear, that are not beneficial to me or others. As soon as I become aware of this, I walk to let them go. I let it go by being aware that I'm not that experience. I'm just a witness of it. It is in this understanding and release that freedom is experienced and bliss is attained. Therefore, with the awareness and understanding that every experience is here to help us better focus and be content, our mind is relaxed and who we are is present. And one realizes that they've come this far for this moment. And we are exactly where we are. Because all we have to give and receive is right here and now. Where we are is valuable and important as that pleasant or unpleasant past. Everything we know is needed right here and now. Everything we can do is doable right here and now. Being present brings us to the present moment and is the best gift you can give to yourself and others.